Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, much respect. This Sunday, November 21st, 2010. It's 7 p.m. where I'm calling you from. Checking in tonight live from Tampa Bay, where you calling from. Tonight we're discussing our personal hell. Have you ever experienced hell right here on earth in any way, shape, or form? Hell on earth meaning just the real tragic situation or finding yourself in a dilemma that was, you know, quite frightening, quite unbelievable to you, and what you describe really as like hell on earth. I have never had, I think, honest. See, some of us just really, we're like punks and we just can't take nothing. We don't have patience. We're real wimpy about life, you know, so we want it our way, you know, so we're bent out of shape. So it might feel like hell, but really, you know, you're just spoiled and need to grow up. I'm not talking about those kind of experiences. I'm talking about like a hell on earth experience, like being held hostage or, you know, being in a shootout or, you know, I mean, just really like a personal hell, something that really kind of bent you out of shape. That's what we're talking about tonight, but not to glorify the hell. We really want to talk about and celebrate the fact that it didn't last always, and you came out. It was only a temporary situation. You're much better now, and the fact that you can talk about it or reflect on it is good. Have you ever experienced your personal hell on earth? That's tonight's topic with our special guest, Caleb Medley, who will be coming to us live out of Baghdad, Iraq. And he's headed home. He's been in Baghdad for quite some time, and he describes it literally as hell on earth. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Have you ever had your own hell on earth? That's tonight's topic. Up next is the Angels, but first, this is my man Eclipse. It's called Going In. Again, tonight's topic, it's an interesting one. Sunday, November 26th, it's about 7:02. A little later than normal, but again, the topic tonight I think is worth clarifying. Have you ever experienced your own hell on earth? Many people, again, are just wimpy. You know, they can't take anything. They haven't been through anything, so they might think just a real, you know, basic situation, you know, was hell on earth. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking like, you know, starving for days or know what not eating for days is like. You know, your kids not eating for days. You know, being in a shootout, being in a situation that you didn't think you were going to make it out of, you know, for days, for hours, you know, really like your own hell on earth with our special guest tonight, Caleb Medley. Again, this is Eclipse. It's called Going In. We'll be right back. It's 7:03, TM Hyman Radio Live.
I'm in the army of the Lord, going hard and I'm marching. Camouflaged up with an anointing on my garments. Gold shield and armor looking something like a Spartan. Daddy's demonic spirits looking softer than Charmin. Don't run on spirits when they plotting on invasion. Sold out for them, so the fire really blazing. Heated with the Bible, so I'm starting to feel patient. With every breath in me, I'ma go into my praise. Life will try to discourage you, but you keep it pushing. Try to ruin your recipe, but you keep it cooking. Try to slow your running, but you keep it booking. Going wild out for the Lord, get it choking. Ain't no shame in call for the Lord, get your praise up. Roof too low, I think you need to get your raise up. Crazy for the Lord, I feel like I'm finna lose it. If you live for Christ, just raise them and get it through. Going in for the Lord.
Hyman Radio Live, WHAC, the baddest talk radio show here on Blog Talk Network. 917-889-3926 is the number. Jump on it. It's Sunday. Wednesday. It's Sunday, November 21st, 2010. Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have CeeLo. Welcome to the show this evening. I believe CeeLo is there. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA tonight, we got Dee Dee. Welcome to the show.
All right. What's up?
All the way live from Newark, Delaware, in the evening is Toya.
Hey, now, how y'all doing this evening?
What's good? Do we have Charlotte, North Carolina with us tonight? She'll come back at some point.
Wow,
welcome to the
here
show,
we go.
Thank you for tuning in. WHAC, again, it's Sunday, November 21st. Tonight we're talking about, really we're asking a question. Have you ever experienced hell on earth right here? Not a rinky-dink experience that hurts your feelings. That's not what we're talking about. Our special guest tonight is Caleb Medley. And in advance, we apologize because if the brother doesn't show up. He's coming to us live from Baghdad. If he doesn't show up, it's because he had a mission to execute, and that's as far as I can go there. But Mr. Medley describes his experience in Baghdad as hell on earth, and I think, you know, the discussion I had is, you know, is they're glad they're coming home, and I'm referring to the soldiers that's still out there in Baghdad. The one thing that I can say that the President Obama said and he didn't front on was, you know, he's bringing the soldiers home. And big up to him for holding that down, you know, and they finding a whole bunch to talk about. But, you know, I think that's the right thing to do for our fathers, our, you know, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, our uncles, you know, our friends. So big up on that front. But, you know, have you ever experienced your own personal hell on earth? That's the roundtable discussion tonight with our special guest, Caleb Medley, coming to us live from Baghdad if he didn't have to go out and catch a mission. So, ladies, it's kind of interesting. We don't want to just talk about the hell. We want to talk about the fact that, you know, we made it out of the hellish situation and celebrate the fact that we made it out. And really, the reality that nothing lasts forever. You know, hells here on earth are only temporary situations. Nothing lasts forever. At some point, you got to come out. You know, so, I mean, it's somewhat of a bittersweet conversation tonight, but it's all about empowerment and inspiration. By sharing these kind of stories, we're empowering one another, just knowing that, again, nothing lasts forever. Hell on earth, that's a scary thought, right? Hell on earth. The true hell on earth, as I know it, is a very scary, scary thought.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess everybody's hell on earth, though, is different.
Is it okay. Hello?
She just came back uninintroduced, so, you know.
I mean,
We tried to introduce you for a minute, and you didn't respond to us. So, you know, they're shocked that you're even on the show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Welcome to the show, CeeLo.
I apologize.
Oh, how you doing?
Welcome to
all right.
From Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, y'all. You heard it for yourself. Go back and check the podcast. CeeLo from Charlotte is with us finally.
Hello, CeeLo. How are you?
Hello, everyone. How do you do? I was having internet issues, and I tried to reset the modem, and then it turned the phone off because, yeah, I got a digital phone, Brainiac, but, yeah. So, hi.
Yeah, hell on earth. Everybody's thought of hell on earth is experience, what we interpret it. So even if you don't believe in that kind of hell, you cannot even be spiritual or religious and still go through hell on earth, though.
Yes, you can. I mean, because you have to think that's why people cling to churches and spirituality and so forth. to have a gleam of hope or something to hold on to or get their mind off of the situation that they're in. I mean, just like, and I know this is going to sound harsh, but just like a woman being raped, in that moment, it's like someone, their life might flash in front of them. Some may be thinking what they're going to do as soon as they get a chance to. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's that moment. Your hell on earth can only could last from 5 minutes to, you know, days and hours, you know, so it's like, how do you gauge that?
How do you gauge what?
How do you gauge hell on earth, you know?
Hell, I think at the end of the day, anything that's again, you don't have to be religious. And, folks, we're definitely not going to turn this into a religious conversation tonight. It's very practical. It's very about life, right? Because for me, you know, and it's not, I'm not talking, and the fact that we talk about on earth, you know, we have to define it. And I'm going to give you a perspective. I'm not going to define it because I think, you know, I respect individuality. And however you want to interpret it is your business. However, I think there's a common thread, and the common thread is suffering and punishment. If you feel any kind of torment, you know, or at any point in a situation you're saying, why me? Who are you talking to? Who are you asking?
Right. Why not you?
Right? I mean, right. So for me, I associate hell with suffering. Like, I mean, like serious suffering. Like you're hungry and can't get to food.
Right.
You know, I mean, punishment, like you've been rolled over by a car and backed over by that same car.
Right.
Like, why me? Like, hell, right?
That,
I mean,
yeah.
You're so like the fiery furnace, but, I mean, you don't have to be burning up to feel like you might as well be burnt up, right?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
That's so, I mean, so, folks, tonight the conversation is, have you ever experienced hell on earth with our angels coming live out of Charlotte, North Carolina? Finally, it's CeeLo, all the way live from Chesapeake, Virginia. We got Dee Dee all the way from Newark, Delaware. It is Toya. Folks, jump on it, 917-889-3926. We're going to talk about this and see where it takes us tonight. We are scheduled to have our special guest, Caleb Medley, live from Baghdad, Iraq tonight, talking about what he describes as his personal hell. Folks, we are not going to talk about this from a spiritual perspective because, again, we're talking about on earth. We're not talking about, you know, the hell necessarily in the afterlife. We're talking about the experience of a hellish situation, something you didn't think you were coming out of, but in fact you did come out, and we want to celebrate the fact that you came out. This is Brianna Moore. It's a new one. It's called Save Me. Jump on it right now, folks. This is a good conversation. Let's keep it going. Again, Save Me, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's a new artist spotlight. Back in a moment.
Shore to the sea, but I'll always need you. cut me way too deep. Boy, reach out and save me. You're the island I've been searching for. Like a compass, my heart pounds your door. And like a hummer, you pull me in. I may have scars, but now I know only you can miss. Oh, it's only you can save me. I can't seem to break free. Feeling like I'm lost out in the sea. And I need you to rescue me. Oh, save me. Hold me in your arms for keeps. Cut me way too deep. Boy, reach out and save me.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Breonna Moore, Save Me. It is 7:19 here on the East Coast. Thanks for joining us this evening. We're talking about hell on earth and experiences that you may go through that seem like hell on earth. And we were just talking about friends of the show, Caleb, being in Baghdad. And his experiences there as being described as hell on earth. Hopefully he will be able to join us this evening. I know I myself, I don't think I've experienced anything that I would consider hell on earth. I think everyone goes through their own personal situations. But, you know, the saying, if God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. So I don't think I've myself have experienced hell on earth. I don't know about you guys. Have any of you had any experience that is like hell on earth to you?
I would have to say me, not personally, but I've gone through a hell on earth experience, you know, along with others, I think, who might describe their situations as hell on earth.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I know I have,
I can relate, though. Yeah, I can relate to just the concept as hell on earth.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But CeeLo or Didi, you want to speak to that before we go to the phones?
Go ahead, Didi. I was going to say, if I had to, based off of what you said as far as hell on earth, no, I haven't heard in that manner. It hasn't been painful, but I feel like I went through a traumatic
experience. I don't think I'm qualified to define it. I just want to say this. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want to say I don't think I'm qualified to define hell on earth, because I think, you know, that's so debatable, you know, just because the term itself, I think, is associated with spiritual and religious radicals. And again, I'm going to say again, I don't even think you have to be religious to relate to a hell on earth experience. But I want to qualify that I'm not the theologian, you know, or the expert, nor am I trying to act like it. I just want to clarify that.
Okay. Again, if I went off of what you said earlier about pain and suffering, no. I don't have a pain, physical pain, physical suffering, no. However, I do feel that in my life I've been through two traumatic experiences that, I mean, I think would mess anyone's head up. And to me, in my own right, I think it was a little hell on earth that, you know, but I guess it just all, it just all depends how you determine or how you define, you know, which was hell on earth to you. And you see, I mean, again, not putting anything religious into it either. You know, some people, or I feel like, you know, my traumatic situation, what I went through last year and what I went through in high school was enough for anybody to just to, you know, shut down and be depressed for the rest of their lives. However, you know,
how did you turn that hell on earth experience, those hell on earth experiences, into things that you embraced in order to move on? How did you actually do that in order to be where you are today?
I'll say in high school, because what I went through in high school, what I went through as an adult is the exact same what I went through, what I experienced in high school. But it was crazy how I had blacked it out. It was that traumatic that I had put it out of my memory. It didn't even come up. I didn't even think about it again until I just went, you know, through whatever I went through last year. But that was how traumatic it was for me, that I had blacked out on the entire experience. And it was not even in my memory bank until I experienced it again. My tragedy in last year, I have a great support system. And not only that, I know it just makes me believe even more that my God is alive, because he gave me a daughter who is my rock. And she is my motivation and my encouragement to press on, because she, you know, is looking to see her mom show her how to, you know, that all things are possible through Christ. So,
no doubt. Thanks for sharing that. Let's go to the phone lines. 757, area code 1837. Wow. Folks, this is real talk tonight. Have you ever experienced a hell on earth experience? That was Dee Dee coming to us live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. VA again is on the line. Area code 757-1837. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
What's up, yo? This is Ames, man.
What's cracking, homie?
What's up,
homie,
man?
Homie, the show.
Yeah.
Hey, tell us about your hell on earth experience tonight, man.
Ah, boy, that was rough, boy. That was definitely rough. Anybody who's been to the penitentiary is really, especially now, you know, all the time it's been that way, but right now it's like so hard how they treating people in here. You know, it's like the symbolism of, some people think it's like symbolism towards hell on earth, or like the devil being on top, and like you doing what the devil say, you know what I'm saying? In some conditions, it's just not right, you know what I'm saying? It might be 112 degrees behind these brick walls, you know what I'm saying? With no fan, your fan might don't work, no AC in the campus, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. That we're modernized now enough to have in there, and there's a lot.
How long were you in prison? Didn't mean to cut you off, but how long were you actually in there?
Oh man, I did 10 years, really 9 years and 10 months. So it's considered 10 years.
What was your worst hell on earth experience in the 10 years?
I was actually stabbed with a knife. That was the
word. Stand by, folks. You are hearing real talk right here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Ames calling out of VA tonight. We're talking about, you know, we're asking you, have you ever had or experienced a hell on earth experience? You know, this is not about religion. This is about, you know, just have you ever felt like you were in a situation and maybe you weren't going to come out? You know, almost like some torches, some brimstone. You know, right? 917-889-3926. This is Real Talk Radio, TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, 917-889-3926. We're going to keep this conversation going. Let's come back to Ames, who just said that, you know, his real life hell on earth was getting stabbed while in prison. This is my man, Law, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah, one day this will be mine, and I'ma give it all to my girl. And they say I'm kid. I can be your Z. You can be my B. Do whatever you want to call it. Want to call me you and me. But you won't knock all the doubts that we can live when you want to be. Confused, you want to see. I just want to see you happy. And you got one already. I don't mind if it's that daddy. Cause I know he ain't around.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. That's my man, Law, featuring C. Roller. What you say? Jump on at 917-889-3926. It's Sunday, November 21st. Tonight's topic, have you ever experienced hell on earth? We were scheduled to have special guest Caleb Medley coming to us live out of Baghdad, Iraq tonight, but I think a mission probably kicked in. Caleb has been living, in his own words, in a hell on earth experience out in Baghdad, really fighting on our behalf. And I think, you know, when you're in the midst of gunfire, really uncontrollable gunfire, that's definitely something that will, mess your head up and give you something to think about. Folks, before we just went into What You Say, again by Law featuring C. Roller, we had Ames out of VA telling us about his hell on earth experience. Ames told us that he was held down and he was stabbed. How severe was that?
I mean, it wasn't that severe, you know what I mean? It wasn't that severe, but you know what I'm saying? It was just a reality check that, you know.
Yeah. Just the thought that somebody would come at you like that.
Yeah, I mean, he got what he came for. You know what I'm saying? He definitely got what he came for, but it's just, you know, it starts, when you get over it, especially when it was over, you know, you just realize that that could have been your life right there over something that was small and tedious.
What was the lesson learned? What was the lesson learned?
Oh, the lesson learned was that, you know, at any given time behind those walls, that's why some people consider it hell on earth. Behind those walls, anything can happen to you, anything. And when I say somebody could just be displacement, play a big part when you're behind those walls. And that's why it's like it is. There's a lot of angry men who could have done things probably better in their life, and they mad about it. So when something go wrong with the outside world, let's say, I mean, it's all type of situations that happen to men that make them act crazy. You know what I'm saying? They send them to the edge, and they want to fight about it. You know what I'm saying? So any little thing could be a bump, a step on the shoe, a cut in the line. You know what I'm saying? It could be the police officer. You never know. It could be anything. You know what I'm saying? And that could be your life. That could be the end of you right then and there, because there's a lot of people that's in there that's not coming back out, and they don't want you to come back out. So it's definitely a struggle, like, with nature in there. You know what I mean? It's definitely hard.
No doubt.
When you're in,
no
you
doubt.
It's a lot of dudes that's the one in there that ain't come back out. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that's been there and became fondled or raped or, you know, they not the same. The inside not the same, you know what I'm saying? For I'm glad that I was strong enough mentally and physically for that wouldn't happen to me, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely...
Right. That's real talk.
Yeah.
That's real talk. Bro, let me tell you something. I appreciate you for really coming from a genuine place. And this program, folks, this is what it is. If you just tuned in, it's 7:33. Coming up, we have our finance segment live out of Delaware tonight with none other than Toya. But understand this. This topic tonight is real. The question is, have you ever experienced hell on earth? You just heard it for yourself. And for everybody who got somebody or knows somebody or if you've been locked down, what he just shared is real. In some instances, if you're not strong enough physically, strong enough mentally, you will or you have, in fact, experienced a hell on earth situation, something that made you come out different than how you actually went in. And you just heard it. This is Real Talk Radio. Wow. Angels, weigh in. Ames, my dude, hang out with us if you please. I know your schedule's tight, but I'll say this to you, man, publicly. We've been following you, dude. Keep up the awesome work. You're self-sufficient. You know what I'm saying? You own things. You're doing things. Stay focused. I think you can come back on this show anytime and just kind of drop knowledge and help cats to stay encouraged and knowledgeable of what's real. Hang out with us if you can. If not, again, you can come back anytime. That's Ames coming to us live out of VA. Angels, weigh in.
First of all, I've never been to I've never been to jail, never been to prison, and I don't think I ever want to go. I mean, like, I've visited a lot of times, but, like, I never wanted to be on the other side of that mirror, you know. On the other side of that window or that screen or across that table, you know. It's like,
well, I'll say this
down
publicly. I've been to jail. I just never, ever had to take my clothes off in jail. So that just lets you know it wasn't anything major.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't want to stay there longer than I had to. I wasn't there but maybe like 18 hours, but that was too damn long for me.
Right.
That was way too long for me. Again, coming up, folks, is our health and wellness in the second hour. We got finance coming up. But let's go to area code 443-0194, and then we got Atlanta weighing in. So stay tuned, folks. Area code 443-0194, friends of the show. Have you ever experienced the hell on earth situation here?
Yeah, I have, though. This OD, too, though.
OD, what's cracking?
What's good, my dude? Mine was like the baby step of what the dude who just went on was. Like, I was getting in trouble or whatever, like, and I was looking at some time or whatever, so they ended up sending me away to Marine Corps boot camp, but mine had, like, a little twist type situation to it, though. If I leave or if I don't complete my program, then I gotta go to, like, the deal is basically over with, and they put me in, like, the real type system type situation. So I'm in there, like, yo, you ain't in control of yourself. You ain't, man, you whatever they want to call you that day. If they want to call you bitch all day long, that's exactly what you are. They control your food. They even tell you how to sleep, how to eat. You can't look down at your food. It's a certain way you got to walk. Everything got to be, and it's you just straight going through that. And I went through that for like 8 months, like on some scared straight type situation, you know how I mean?
Right.
But at
right.
the end, they start slacking up, and you get to go to your different places and your training. But and through that whole time, I just sat, and that's when I really got focused. Like, I was bugging out on the outside world, you know what I mean? Like, I just start planning and all that, because before I went in, I ain't care about nothing, you know what I mean? Like, that was it. Any day above ground was a good day to me, you know what I mean? And when I got in there, Yeah, doing stuff now, you know, I mean, I just feel like for everybody need to go to a situation like that, you know what I mean? Like it's like a wake-up call, you know what I mean? Especially if you got some type of potential. Like, if you go through that and you just sitting there, in the middle of the night, you a liar if you say you ain't cried. Like, you a liar, you know what I mean? Like, that shit tough money. Like, my pops, he locked up or whatever, but all that stuff he was telling me, it ain't fazed me. I had to go through it myself, you know what I mean? And, like, after getting that little sneak peek of what I could really be going through, like, ain't nothing. I don't want no parts of that, so I just figured, hey, switch it around, you know what I mean? That's it.
That's my man, OD. OD coming live out of VA tonight, hey, with his real talk, Hell on Earth experience. And we're going to drop his joint right now. I love this right here. This is my man, Overdose. So I'm rolling.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling, huh? I'm rolling, yeah. Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumbled to the fridge and pulled me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup, this shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that sh. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get them, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L Overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
WHAC, my man Overdose, I'm rolling. It's 4:42 on the West Coast, 7:42 here on the East Coast. It's 3:42 in the AM out in Baghdad. And we're coming live from Delaware tonight with our finance expert. Give it up for Toya.
Good evening. I think with probably 2 to 3 out of the segments a week, I always mention something about online shopping. You should go online to look for a certain product, or you should go online and use a coupon code, or you can go online and save gas money by entering a free shipping code. We talk about online shopping a lot, and what I wanted to do is actually answer the question, is shopping online really cheaper, especially since we're approaching the holiday season? And the answer, most of the time, often it's yes. It can really save you money, especially when you couple it with, like, online savings codes. Like I said, I mentioned that a lot, deals of the day, and free shipping offers. Retailers don't always offer the same deals in their standard stores as they do online. And a lot of people don't understand why. But the reason for this is the cost of running an establishment is a lot greater than running an online store. You have different factors such as rent, electricity, payrolls, fixtures, shrinkage loss, and all types of things that contribute to the gross margin and the overhead of actually doing business in a shopping center or store. So most retailers have discovered that they can meet the needs of their customers with less operational expenses by having an online location and not a physical store. And most of the time, good online retailers then pass that savings on to their customers by cutting the cost of the product. So the advantages of online shopping, it's usually a great resource for finding products that are being liquidated. And one good thing about buying product online and the product being liquidated is it's not in the store, so it doesn't have a lot of hands on it. It's usually in a warehouse. And most of the time with product in a warehouse, it's stored, and you don't have too many people dealing with it. So that's one thing you can really look forward to when it comes to liquidations and shopping online. Another thing, it just promotes big savings for the customers. I mean, if they don't need to purchase the most current product, then they can definitely wait until something is liquidated online and purchase that way. Online merchant communication with the shoppers is streamlined with different types of automatic responses to questions and follow-ups. You have a lot of online chat. You don't have to call 800 numbers, and it's a lot cheaper to actually do business online, again, for the stores than actually having a customer service rep face-to-face. You can send an email, and someone will respond to your email usually within a couple of minutes. So that's another reason it saves you cost. The one thing you need to keep in mind is a lot of stores offer with their online portal everything from not just liquidation, but exclusive products. You'll find that a lot of online sites will offer exclusive products that you cannot purchase in the store. And the reason for this is they're trying to cut costs. If they can drive more people to the website to purchase products, they don't have to have as many man hours in the store, so it cuts their costs. So again, liquidations, exclusive products, it saves you time and money. I mean, why go to the mall unless you really like to deal with like the hustle and bustle lines, the traffic, fighting over parking spots during the holiday season? If you can log online with your Christmas list, sit down and actually order all of the products that you want for your family and friends and have it shipped to your home. So that's where most of the savings are coming from. They're just trying to cut their costs, and it's usually a lot cheaper to run an online store opposed to running an actual store with people, physical people there in the store. So just keep those things in mind. Another thing that you can remember is that most websites will waive sales tax charges just to entice the consumer. I know Virginia has really high state tax. And during some holiday seasons and even some tax-free days, websites will offer no tax. I mean, that'll save you a lot of money. Why pay tax on something if you can go online and get the same product, pay no tax and no shipping costs? It saves you time. It saves you money, and it's a lot easier. It comes right to your home. You don't have to go out and actually search for it. You know right then and there if they're going to have the product that you want. If it's in stock, they'll let you know. If it's not, they'll let you know when it will be in stock. You don't have to keep calling the store or going into the store and looking, or have the store call another location that's 20 minutes away and drive from one store to another to hunt a product. So just keep that in mind. It was a lot easier for those people who haven't tried shopping online, especially through one central portal, to, you know, ask someone who's familiar with it. Everybody on the show has some form of website or some type of product that's offered online. And just keep in mind, it's not just regular clothing, merchandise, sneakers, and things of that sort. You can get anything online. You can get cosmetics, per se. CeeLo, she's an Avon representative. If you are looking to purchase cosmetics and you can have a ship to someone, I'm sure she can help you with that. You can send an email into the show. You hear Terrence from time to time talk about the fact that if you need a good night's sleep, he can offer a product to you by the name of Ciora. I'm sure they can set some type of online process. Correct me if I'm wrong, TM, but I'm sure that that can be worked out if you send him an email. Didi and I are both involved in Amway, so So it's a large portal site that you can log on and have access to more than 100 of stores. So, I mean, any type of assistance that anyone needs that's listening, you can send an email into the radio show, and we'd be more than happy to help. It's a really good thing to try. Like I said, it saves you money, it saves you time, and you know what you're getting into. You know what's available and what's not, and it's just an easier process. So, again, if you need help with anything, you can send an email, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and any of us will be able to assist you with it. But just keep in mind, coming into the holidays, you can save a lot of time and money by shopping online.
This is true. This is true. And, hey, you know what, Toya, along the same line, just today I heard about some invite-only websites that offer discounts. So maybe we can do some research on some of those invite-onlys and send it out to some of our interested guests, all right? So thanks for that finance tip coming live out of Newark tonight. We're going to the phones after this.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Take a walk with me. Man, these niggas ain't who they say they is, man. Kick in. But I'ma let them breathe. Check. 27 years, born into poverty. Daddy left me cold, so the streets gonna swallow me. Old heads raised me, so the hood made me. They say you're wrong doing, fall victim on your baby. 14 full of weed, 380. Mama in the church, pray to God that he save me. Position to rally on superstition. Street corners and pitching that paper, my only mission. Transition to speaking less than listen. Number one rule, don't snitch, play your position. Use a cop heavy, running around the city till I peep OT. Your pockets increase by 50. Never. Let your pussy niggas try and kill me. I need that black made back to see Jiffy. Bad yellow bone, lips look lubricated. Big ass, no flaws, that's when you truly made it. I watch my circle fall apart in the day shit. Ain't nothing promised tomorrow. What's the odds? Spending the dollar then hitting the lotto. I lead a crib, cops follow. Roll too off, don't like me. June 1st, these niggas try to indict me. But could it be someone I call fam? Never know until the key witness is supposed to stand. I acted as a boy, now a man. This is the hand I was dealt, I play to win. I'm sick of fake love, don't need pretend. When we all know it's jealousy over ends. This must be a dream, somebody pinch me. When I die, don't cry, just take history. I do this, Caso.
GS Music, that Hack Army, WHAC, Team Hyman Radio Live, 751 here on the East Coast. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight with the Angels. We've had some real talk callers call in to talk about their personal Hell on Earth experience. It's Sunday, November 21st, 2010. Again, the time is 751. Have you ever had an Hell on Earth experience? We've heard a couple tonight. Let's go to the lines. Area code 404. I believe that's that big ATL. Last four digits, 5291. 5291. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Sharice, and I'm calling out of College Park, Georgia.
In the building. Sharice, what's going on? Have you ever had a Hell on Earth experience? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I definitely have. I had the pleasure of spending a year out in Baghdad, Iraq, from 2004 to 2005. And the reason why I said I had a pleasure of spending that time out there, as much as it was a hell on earth experience, it was also an eye-opener just for my personal life, just viewing the people around me, their priorities in life under such pressure. And the quality of treatment as a soldier, quality of treatment as a woman, watching the way that they treated the Iraqi civilians, it was definitely something that I never thought of in a million years that I would have ever experienced. And honestly, I wouldn't have traded it. I would not go back and do it any differently.
Yeah.
Wow. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, we have a former are you in the military now? I'm sorry, before I even assume. Are you at least a former resident of Baghdad? That's really what I was about to say, which really has nothing to do with whether you're in the military or not as far as question, but are you still in the military now?
No, I'm a veteran.
Okay, and are you stateside or are you overseas?
I am currently stateside. I'm in Georgia. I've been out of the military since 06, and since then just been getting back into civilian life and moving on from there.
Okay, and when you say the treatment of women over there, are you talking just women, the constituents of Baghdad, or women military?
I'm speaking from a soldier's point of view. You know, females have a lot more to deal with being under those type of situations, such as the living conditions. You know, we were lucky to have running water at certain times. I mean, it was a period of times where we would go weeks upon weeks without having the porta-potties flushed out, you know. And under those type of circumstances, women, we end up with infections. You know, we end up with all types of things that we should not have to deal with, as well as carrying around your M16 locked and loaded and ready to go under fire at any given moment. You know, those are things you don't want to worry about. So when I talk about the treatment of women on those levels, and it might not have been intentional, I doubt that it was. It was just the lack of knowledge, maybe, the ignorance, you know, of the fact that at the end of the day, we are still women. Yes, we're soldiers, and we're here to do a job, but we are still women, and we go through things that we can't even control, you know, things that our body just normally just will go through. So it was definitely a situation that I had no idea that we were going to be in those type of situations, and that's just part of being a soldier. You know, you're just ready to roll through no matter what. 125-degree weather, 35-degree weather. You know, it was just extreme.
That's like hell on earth for real. That's like hell on earth for real.
I would definitely say it's hell on earth. I think females here, you know, being as though we have the rights and privileges that we do, that's something we don't even consider. You know, that the soldiers have to go through. We're just looking at it as a standpoint of, you know, you guys are just out there, you know, for war and, you know, protecting our freedom, but we don't look at the other things that come along with it. I would definitely say that would be hell on earth. I mean, just from, you know, personal hygiene, not being able to take care of yourself, that's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, let me ask this. Did they have the proper antibiotics, or I don't know what's required. I don't know if it's like pills when you get infection,
right,
like that. Is it pills?
What I can say is that the medical treatment, and if we had Mr. Medley on the line, you know, him being a medic out there, he can definitely co-sign on that. The medical treatment, I was very much impressed with, even when they couldn't handle certain things on our FOB, which is where we lived in like a big camp area with these big wooden, like a fortress, if you would, around us. And whatever they couldn't handle on the FOB, they would send us, you know, by medical ambulance, by ambulance on the FOB, over to the green zone, which was our safety zone, where they actually would have a hospital where they could treat you sonogram or whatever that you needed in detail. And I was thoroughly impressed with that. So I can say that they are there. And they are capable of treating a lot of things right there in theater, which is what it's called. And, you know, of course, they would have to. I think that they would be dealing with a lot if they didn't have at least that much. And they want to be able to keep you in theater. They really do not want to have too many soldiers have to leave and, you know, not be able to be there and have that type of backup or to be able to fight or whatever the case may be, whatever your specialty is. That much I can say. You know, there's a lot of little incidents where, you know, it was a lot of close calls and it kind of shook me up where I wasn't sure, you know, if I was going to be able to come home and even be able to be on a show like this to tell my story. And it's a lot of soldiers I know that think about that every day. It's something that you can't help but to think about. But I know a couple of close calls that really rocked me hard. I can remember being in the phone booth one night on the phone with one of my homegirls back home in New York, and we're talking, having a good time, laughing and giggling. That type of morale you need to kind of keep you going from one week to the next. And all out of the blue, you just heard, boom. And she heard it through the phone, the whole phone area, which was a nice size, maybe the size of a two-bedroom apartment. The whole thing just shook. Lights went out, phones went dead, and we just was like hit the deck, scramble. I mean, running for dear life, trying to get back to our building. And, you know, we made it in time. Unfortunately, there was a lot of people who did not make it in time. It was a constant reminder every few days. When those phones went off and your parents didn't hear from you, your spouse didn't hear from you, those are the times when we lost someone and we had to go into blackout phase. No phone calls, no internet, no nothing. And the day that I was leaving to come home on my R&R, my 14-day leave, we had incoming, got hit with the rocket, and one of the sergeants, a nice lady, never had the pleasure of meeting her but saw her quite a few times in passing, she died that morning. And that was a rough call to have to get into that Humvee and travel 40 miles so I could have the pleasure of going home and seeing my family when this lady, unfortunately, will never see hers again. So, very emotional. I'm going to take a pause on that.
You pause for the cause, Mama. Folks, it's Sunday, November 21st, 2010. This is B-Real Radio. You're in tune to Team Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. That was Cherise calling from College Park, Georgia, a veteran who dwelled out in Baghdad, Iraq, for quite some time and just shared a real-life experience. We were supposed to have Caleb Medley, who is, as Cherise described, a medic who's out in Baghdad right now. He's in a mission, which has prevented him from being on the show. But Cherise is stepping in, and guess what? It wasn't scheduled. She's standing by. She's tuned in. It's 8 p.m. on the East Coast. It's 5 p.m. on the West Coast. Regardless of where you are in the world, folks, whether it's Baghdad, Paris, Tokyo, you're in tune to Team Hyman Radio Live. It is, in fact, 4 a.m. out in Baghdad. And let's just pause for the cause for all the veterans, all the soldiers who hold it down for us. Just pause for the cause. Let's count it down like 10 seconds.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
money make you come, the money make you leave. But what I really mean is out the club with me, and I'm here every day, love, not just on the weekend. I can turn the stage to the deep end, trust. VA's own, Pac-Man Jones, a green river of money. We could sell home, but we ain't gotta go, no. We ain't gotta roam in a champagne room with no G-string on. I can be your sugar daddy, I can be your lollipop. If you keep riding me like that, I'ma get that rock knock. I'ma get you car, yeah, I'ma get you spot. If you dancing for your tuition, then I can help you stop. No, you ain't gotta beg, you get whatever you need. Girl, as long as you happy, then it feels better for me. Got ahead of myself, may I change up the speed? We can take the scenic till we get to that G spot.
Entertainment and national news. I want to start out with a story where this this woman is being married, right? But how about this? Her best friend paralyzed. She's paralyzed because of her best friend. Excuse me. During her bachelorette party, they were partying at her best friend's house, and her best friend just playfully pushed her into the pool. When she fell in the pool, she hit her head, and it paralyzed her from the neck down. But she's still getting married, and she just recently started playing rugby, quad rugby, you know, the wheelchair rugby. And so I thought that was a that's probably like a hell on earth story right there, because she just found out she could never walk again. But this man that she's marrying is, you know, sticking by her. So I thought that was really beautiful. But moving on. We talked about the airport procedures, you know, how they have, like, the body scanners and so forth. Well, the airlines are now talking about to cut down. The pilots aren't going to have to go through those same screening procedures because they're like, it's a waste of time. I mean, you know, why check them for things, you know, like guns and knives when they could take down the whole plane? You know, it's like, you know, let's worry about other things. So they're going to cut down on checking the pilots, but they will have random searches and so forth. So that's just an update on our transportation security. Now, onto our hip-hop world. How about these worlds are crossing? This is how beautiful music is. Prince Harry is getting married, and for his engagement party, he is enlisting Snoop Dogg to perform. And I thought, I was like, wow, that's really, really dope. Yes, okay, he's going to have Snoop Dogg and Teeny Tempah. I don't know if you guys heard of him, but he's like an overseas artist, and he's about to sign with Roc Nation. So Snoop and Teeny Tempah are going to be performing at this engagement party coming up here soon. And this is the funny thing. You know how most engagement parties, you think about people having, like, you know, especially for, like, the prince, you know, like something upscale. No, they're going to have mini burgers and fish and chips at their party. So they said this is a party for the cool kids. So I think that's awesome. And moving on to my next favorite guy, T.I., he's going to be on the December-January Vibe cover, and in which he actually shot before, you know, locked up. And the cover is to promote Yes, yeah, it's to promote his new album that I told you guys about a couple of weeks, No Mercy. And it'll be out in stores December 7th. And, you know, while he serves his 11-month sentence, you know, I think the album's going to do really, really well. I mean, because he's an awesome artist, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be a purchaser.
Yeah, go for T.I. And big up to the Vibe for keeping it real.
Exactly. You know, because people do fall down, but at the same time, he's doing good things for the community as well. No, I'm not saying that what he's doing, the choices he made, you know, hopefully he learned some.
Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge, right?
No, we're no one to judge. I'm just saying I hope it's for his children and the kids who look up to him's sake. You know what I'm saying? The people that do look up to him, that, you know, they learn a lesson from this. You see what I'm saying? It's not just about him getting locked up. It's about, like, how Ames was talking about, like, the consequences for the things that you do. Sometimes you can create your own hell on earth. You see what I'm saying?
You just said it. Absolutely. You just said it. It's all about cause and effect. It's all about consequences. And be accountable for your consequences, because guess what? Even celebrities go to jail.
Exactly.
That's the
lesson. Last but not least, the AMAs are tonight. And the New Kids on the Block are going to be performing. This is going to be like a comeback thing. So I'm going to try to check that out later on tonight. And that's all I have for you guys for your entertainment news. November 21st.
All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's CeeLo. Thank you very much.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
I'm coming home.
I never felt so strong, and
I'm back, babe.
I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put
your
hands high.
High. Yeah, I've lost life before.
Hey.
This one's
and if you with me, put your hands high.
I'll be on.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on.
Come on.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the map, I'm gone.
Go.
What am I supposed to do in a club life? Come on, it's easy to be pumped, but it's harder to be shown. What if my twins ask why I ain't married a mom?
Why?
Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stands with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Shit, but I ain't finished grown. Another night that inevitable prolonged. Another day, another dawn.
Come on.
Tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better
out tomorrow.
Another lot that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I
I'm
belong.
Coming
come on.
Home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Ain't no
I know
pain.
My kingdom away. And it's forgiven my mistakes.
Thank
I'm
you.
Coming home.
I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone?
No.
And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw
right.
it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. But you deal with it and you keep balling.
That's
why I'm looking playboy and we keep
balling.
Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends.
Yeah.
So you've been a guest in your own home.
Come
it's
on.
Time to make your house
yeah.
your home. Pick up
I'm
the phone, pick up
home.
The phone.
I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming home.
Check this out.
Yeah, ain't no stopping us now. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told y'all that we won't stop. So we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
I miss you, babe.
Here I stand,
come on,
a better man.
Don't stop.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, all the world.
You heard it here first on TM Hyman Radio Live. That was a new one from Dirty Money called Coming Home. Not too long ago before the break, we were actually speaking to Sharice from College Park, calling from the ATL, Georgia. Sharice, are you still with us?
I sure am.
Thank you again for joining us and sharing those experiences with us. Like I said, a lot of people, especially females, we take for granted the fact that we actually have the freedoms that we do here. What is the culture like for those people who are not familiar with the culture differences in Baghdad compared to here in the U.S.? The women aren't treated as fairly, I guess I would say, as they are here in the U.S. What are some of the big differences you notice in the culture as far as women and how that can be like a hell on earth if we had to experience what they experienced there in Baghdad?
What I can say about the women, they are very respectful as towards their men. Their men are treated as the head of the household. They are pretty much a step behind, you know, and I mean that literally as far as, you know, the way that, you know, you'll see them walking. It's not something that's hand in hand. It's more or less they're behind with the children, so to speak. And we might look at that as something that's very demeaning. However, that might contribute to the fact that we just have poor relationships in the United States as well. There's two different ways that you can look at it. You can look at it from a negative point of view or from a positive. It was something that I did notice, and in my personal opinion, I respected it. I thought that that was very interesting, that even in such poor conditions, because you know, we take for granted the type of homes we live in. Even if you live in the so-called ghetto and you're in low-income rented, low-income housing, you still have a lot of the conveniences that they don't have. You know, a running toilet where they have a hole in the floor is where they use the bathroom. And it's just amazing. But they still have a high morale. They have a lot of people that I ran into and I met. They go to college. My ignorance, not even thinking that, you know, they have a university over there where their people can study. And they do, you know, and it's amazing to me. Even under these conditions, they still just, they don't have the type of, they don't complain is what I'm trying to get at, the way that, unfortunately, Americans tend to do about the conditions that are surrounding them. They are the type of people that are they're going to make lemonade out of their lemons. And it was definitely something that I took back with me. But as far as the women, I wouldn't say that I saw the way that, you know, that they were treated unfairly by the men, but you could definitely tell that there was a level of respect and who was superior to who. Whereas in the United States, we will definitely say that we want to be 50-50 with our man, and, you know, it's take it or leave it. We're not going to have it any other way for most women in the United States, and it's something totally different there.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tune into the show, the topic tonight, have you ever experienced hell on earth? We have a veteran who has chimed in and provided, you know, personal accounts of, you know, what one may describe as, you know, hell on earth out in Baghdad for herself. We were scheduled to have special guest Caleb Medley, who's a soldier currently out in Baghdad. But, you know, he did let us know in advance that if he didn't make it tonight, it was due to the fact that he's on a mission or had to actually take off for a mission. You know, but we're not just celebrating or talking about, you know, hell on earth for a reason. We're talking about the fact that, you know, nothing lasts always. That's the real point. And we're celebrating the fact that, you know, Sharice and Mr. Medley are able to still speak to us at all, because what was described is that many people don't come out. You really don't know. Sharice was talking on the telephone, as she explained, and was it a rocket? Was it a bomb? What went off at the phone booth?
It was an RPG. It's a rocket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a rocket went off.
A rocket that came in.
You know? We only see these kind of things on television.
Definitely. This is what you would sit back and watch on CNN, which a lot of people did sit back and watch on CNN, and real life. It was like someone filming a movie. Unbelievable.
Right. It's 8:18 where I am. It's 5:18 out in San Diego. Regardless of where you are in the world, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Angels, this is our real talk.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know, like, when you first started asking, I mean, I already knew what the show was about, of course, before it started, but it's just, like, it really didn't hit me until everybody started talking about, like, what hell on earth.
Real life accounts, hell on earth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, this hour, I think we've started it off great because, you know, it's the reality of what we have to deal with. You know, what some people just think about, what some people actually deal with. But the reality is what doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. And Sharice, in your Baghdad military experience, even kind of recapping, reflecting, before you went in, you know, you went in, now you're out. You know, what's your most valuable lesson?
I would say I realized that I was definitely a lot stronger than I gave myself credit for. I realized just how strong I was mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, on all levels. It was something where, you know, I don't know, I can't speak for everyone, but I personally had to get in touch with that innermost self that said, you know what, there's a possibility that I might not. You know, I wasn't very spiritually connected at that point, so I didn't have this big faith that I should have had, but what I did have was, you know, just common sense and just being in touch with the man in the mirror, knowing that this is where changes can be made. If I make it out of here, I have so much that I can do in my life that I have been procrastinating on. And ever since that day I came out of the military, I just never looked back. It was just, you know, forge ahead. And I didn't want to go into the military. I tell you this, it was not a part of my plan. I was at a turning point in my life. I was living in Virginia. I'd already had my first child. It was not what I had envisioned it to be. The relationship had fell apart with her father, and someone suggested that I go into the military, a cousin of mine, and I was like, no way, Jose. And I tell you, every time I turned on my television, that Army of One commercial kept coming on, Army of One. I mean, for like a week straight, I couldn't believe it, and I felt like the gospel hymn, God's trying to tell you something, and it set in so deep with me.
Wow.
That 30 days later, I was there to take a test to go into the military, and it was no looking back. And I cried.
Military.
I was 26 years old when I went in, and I cried like I was 18 years old because I was so scared. I was so set in my own mind frame for so many years. Just like the gentleman was talking about being in prison, the military is a lot like prison. Someone is telling you when to wake up, when to go to sleep, what you're going to eat, how fast you better eat it. You know, I mean, everything. It's no different. Only thing that's different is I'm getting a nice little paycheck, and I got insurance. I got medical insurance for me and my child. That's the difference of being in the military. Other than that, there's no difference in jail. I don't see the difference. I've had the pleasure of going to jail 5 days
before you
as well.
Went in?
Right.
I'm sorry.
and she said, and she's been to jail. did you consider yourself as disciplined before you went into the military?
Not at all. Loose as a goose.
And
loose as a goose.
there.
Okay, were you disciplined after coming out of the military?
I was not where I wanted to be as far as emotionally, but when I was disciplined in, and I noticed a lot of people around me, was they were missing it, that the military, as much as it sucks, it has a lot to offer if you can drain it for what it's worth. And I went in knowing zippo. And maybe because I was a few years older than a lot of the other people around me, I started gaining knowledge like, okay, how can I eat from this and eat quick? I got my GI Bill going. I bought my first house with my VA loan. They paid off so much of my existing loans that I had from going to school before I went into the military. So I just started just getting as much as I could get, and so I knew that all of this just wasn't going to be in vain. I was going to be able to walk away as far as knowing that I had something that I could look back and give to my children and move ahead with. And I'm in school right now for physical therapy.
That right there is a great segue. Now, are you doing better with the physical therapy?
I am doing, I have a year and a half more before I finish up the physical therapy assistant program, but it is one of the most leading careers right now, and I'm really excited about it. And thank you, you know, for the U.S. Army. I go to school free of charge. I have a nice little paycheck that I can put in my back pocket to live off of, my little stipend, and, you know, it definitely turned my life around being in the military. I wasn't focused, you know, I wasn't that young lady that I was growing up, and something happened in those early 20s, and I lost my way. And so here I am at 34, kind of gaining it back. Like I said earlier, as much as I feel like I've lost some time, it definitely wasn't something that I would trade in. It was a lesson that I needed to learn.
Sharice coming live out of College Park, Georgia tonight. Sharice, we appreciate you. Hey, you're free to hang out with us and hang out any Sunday at 7 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m., folks. Again, real talk. The question tonight, have you ever experienced hell on earth? You've heard some very, interesting personal stories. Again, Sharice, we appreciate you. You officially a friend to the show. Come back anytime. Much love. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Coming up here shortly, we have our health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life with Dee Dee out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Wow. Angels.
Yeah.
This is definitely an interesting subject because it sounds like the military is like serious, and
yeah.
I think I really didn't think about the prison population prior to the show. I really didn't think about the prison population, but that's not because it's not important or because it's not a segment to think about. Because wow, when you think about hell on earth and the captivity piece, that's major. Folks, we appreciate the love. We appreciate you for weighing in tonight. We got OD still hanging out. We're going to double back to OD to talk about, you know, lessons learned. The one thing that I want to reiterate that she said was she made it work for her. And, folks, the major tip tonight, in the midst of your hell on earth experience, is as long as you still have some type of positive cash flow, some type of positive income, as long as you haven't lost your job, because then you have to think in a different mode. The strategy has to be different. But as long as you have cash flow in the midst of, I mean, positive cash flow, that means consistently coming every week or every 2 weeks, stay in position. Stay in position and let all of the resources and the benefits work for you. Don't let people, places, and things become so hot, you know, that you can't really you bear it or deal with it. Stay in position.
And
you know,
and another thing,
make it work for you.
And another thing too, if I might add, is that the situations that you go through is you have to acknowledge, you know, that you're going through a situation first and foremost, right? But you can't let that situation define you from there on out. You see what I'm saying? Just like
Absolutely.
How, you know, people that maybe experience violence at a young age, you know, or see it happen, and then later on, you know, a child can either decide from that point to, you know what, I'm gonna be the person on the other side of that gun, or, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a lot of the things that happen in our life shape our decisions. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and like what I've been saying this whole week is, it seems like desperation increases our ignorance. You see what I'm saying? And it's just like, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that alone.
We'll be right back. Big up to Soldier Caleb Medley out in Baghdad. Again, all the soldiers holding it down, serving real hard. You know, true to life, we appreciate you. Sharice out of College Park, much love, much success to you. We'll be right back. It's
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Girl, I never had a clue. You say you're working out and behind me. Oh, what a conspiracy, I never thought you would. I was such a fool for your love, a puppet to control. I never realized my friends, they tried to let me know. Wonder where have you seen me when I wouldn't let them know. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I feel stressed, oppressed when you put me to the test. Can't believe the way that I was overly obsessed with you and yours, every time that you will knock, I'll let you through my door of love. It's like a double, like you're free to do whatever, and wherever. Some days your face again. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me.
Thank you again, Sharice from College Park, for checking in with us and sharing your experiences over in Baghdad. We also have OD on the line. Are you still there, OD?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Good, thank you. OD is a friend to the show. He checks in pretty much almost every night. And OD, you shared some experiences earlier in the show as to what you consider Hell on Earth. You talked about boot camp. But you've actually experienced more than just boot camp and personal life. You shared some of your life experiences on other shows, just talking about how at such a young age you were responsible for yourself. You were responsible for yourself, and you actually were like a leader of a group of guys who were out on their own at an early age. What can you tell us about that? Was that any type of an experience that you would consider hell on earth, or was it something that was just kind of a hardship that you, you know, it just made you better in life? You got over it, it made you stronger. How would you, you know, explain that or consider that?
I mean, now that I look back on it, I look at it like, damn, like, it was hard, you know what I mean? But when I was actually, like, going through it, like, still in the thick of it, like, I just figured it was that's how life was. Everybody I knew was living like that, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't know nobody who had their mama and their daddy still at the house together with them, you know? So, and everybody mom got on some fly stuff eventually, and they always, like, left them to do their own thing. Like, I don't know not one person that I can think off the top of my head that didn't grow up like that I know, you know what I mean? So, like, it was just how it was. It was just, like, it was just expected of us, you know? He ain't going to get us nothing to eat, so we got to go get our, mommy ain't cooking tonight, so we got to go get our own food and cook it. You know what I mean? It went from just having to be able to know how to cook your own food to, you know what I mean, being able to go out and know how to make money to go get your own food, bring it back, and then cook your own food. So, like, that's just how it was, you know what I mean? But, like, hey, life hard. But now, though, I don't knock nobody for nothing because now I hustle like I got kids now, you know what I'm saying? My hustle can't be stopped. So it is what it is, you know what I mean? It was hard, but I ain't crying over no spilt milk. It's done. I'm still alive. That's all that matters. That's it.
No, that's absolutely what matters. And again, folks, this Hell on Earth conversation is really to, again, acknowledge the fact that anything that we thought we would never come out of, not only did we come out, you know, we came out stronger. And the accounts tonight are just testaments to the fact that regardless of what you think you're going through, you're not going through it alone. And if you're just tuning into the show, it's 8:35. And you missed it. You know, it's Sunday, November 21st, 2010. Tonight, the conversation has been around, again, Hell on Earth experiences. We supposed to have special guest Caleb Medley, who is live in Baghdad right now. He could not join the show tonight. In turn, it wasn't scheduled. We had a caller out of College Park who had been in Baghdad, talked about her experience. And, you know, again, she is home, she's safe, she's prosperous, you know, but she said the experience changed her life, you know, for the good, because a lot of things she don't take for granted anymore. The conversation tonight is really leading up to the fact that what you might think is hell on earth is really just a process that you got to go through. And, you know, folks, it shouldn't discourage you, it should really encourage you. And that's the whole purpose of the program tonight, is to empower and inspire. This is my dude, OD. OD doing big things. And I know as a young man, dude, it's not easy. I'm going to say keep your head up. Keep doing what you're doing. You positive. Get us that new music. We got a meeting coming up with OD. OD's going to be a part of the fam officially. Hey, OD, we're going to try to actually get a video cracking in a short period of time. We're going to be at VA. We're going to see if we can really make some things happen. Wake and Bake. Look out for OD. Hey, hit him up on Twitter and Facebook.
That's what it is. That's love. You can get at me on Twitter at OD Music. That's how you get at me on that Twitter situation. That's what it is, too. But look now, we're going to definitely do business, you know what I mean? I like to appreciate you and the angels and everybody for having me and showing me love, you know what I'm saying? That's love right there, you dig?
What day
hey,
do you want to... I'm sorry, I was the CeeLo. excuse me.
Hey,
we'll
have our production meeting off air. We'll have our production meeting off air.
Okay, CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
Radio Live. That's the Knapsack Children. Get it fast. It's 7:40 in Chicago. It's 8:40 in Chesapeake with Didi Health and Wellness.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everybody. I just wanted to speak to everybody tonight and wrap a taste about daydreaming. I know it's like, what does it have to do with health and wellness? However, daydreaming is extremely healthy for the mind. And not only do you need to be physically healthy, you also need to be mentally healthy. Because at this moment in time, people, I just want to let everybody know, because this is Be Real Radio, that I am mentally exhausted. If I could take my brain out my down to rest, I would do so right now. Oh, my grace. However, again, daydreaming is definitely healthy. People are not just, well, some people are just staring into space for no reason. But, some people are staring into space, you know, again, for a reason. So you bosses out there, you call center directors, bosses out there, don't think that your workers are being unproductive when you see them staring off into space. They actually could be becoming a little bit more productive by allowing their minds to daydream. Again, I just wanted to wrap a taste about seven reasons why daydreaming is considered to be healthy. It helps to avoid conflicts and allows you to manage your temper better. By daydreaming, you get to go back over the particular argument or situation that you had with the other person, be it your spouse, a coworker, a friend, or whatever, and you can go back over that disagreement to see, you know, what you said, how you could have maybe said it differently, what other responses, possible responses could have came from it. Maybe you didn't handle yourself in the proper manner. And then it also allows you to take with that information or that situation and allow you to basically learn from it, learn from a mistake that may have been made during that situation, so that the next time something like that may arise, that you can reflect back on that and do better, hopefully. Daydreaming helps you to relax. It definitely is a stress reliever. And, again, it allows you to think about how you would handle a stressful situation that you're handling. If you just stop and allow your mind to wonder, what would you do to help relieve, you know, stress right now if you could, you possibly, you know, after daydreaming for a minute or taking the time to think about it, you could see, well, maybe I can actually put this into place. Maybe I can find an hour to myself. Maybe I can take my kids to my parents or to a friend's house and drop them off. So, again, daydreaming helps you to relax. It helps to relieve stress in stressful situations. It also lets you build on relationships. Normally, when you have a good relationship with other people, especially people that you care about, you have a tendency to daydream about them. I know that may sound a little funny or a little freaky, but if you think, if you're real with yourself, you do find yourself, men and or women, you find yourself daydreaming about people you care about. I daydream about my daughter a lot and also my husband as well. But, again, that's for any and everybody, adults and kids. So it helps you to build on those close relationships. It also helps you achieve goals and creativity. I see that more people that I know that have a creative mind, they do daydream a lot more often than I do, because I tend to think I have a more analytical mind as opposed to a creative mind. Not that I'm not creative, I just don't think I have that quote-unquote creative mind. But I do, in my opinion, see that creative people tend to daydream more. They tend to allow their imagination to run free, which is definitely not a bad thing. But also daydreaming helps you achieve goals by allowing you to, if you see yourself or if you're dreaming yourself to be successful, chances are you will become successful. So there's nothing wrong with daydreaming or having a dream and, thinking and brainstorming about how to accomplish that and becoming successful. It improves productivity. Yes, again, you bosses out there, those daydreaming workers of yours are definitely being more productive by allowing their mind to just wander for a minute, because they may not be able to leave their cubicle or to leave their workstation to change the scenery, but they're allowing their mind to change the scenery. Those short breaks will allow them to come back and be more energized and be more focused on the work at hand. So, you know, give them a couple minutes. They'll pull it back together. It also helps you learn about yourself. And I also daydream to find out about myself. This is one technique I used when I was married, before I would go and have an argument or go and start fussing or bitching about something. I call it daydreaming. I call it reflection, just taking a moment to myself, basically just to go over everything that I'm, all my emotions and why am I feeling mad and why do I want to confront my husband, you know, about what's going on. And that allowed me the majority of the times to realize that whatever I was going through was my problem, my issue, and it was kind of petty, and it helped me get over it. It helped avoid a lot of arguments in my house. It's just that daydreaming, that time to yourself, to help me find out a little bit more about myself, to say, okay, well, Didi, you know, this is petty, and you can be a bigger person. So, you know, take a moment to daydream, you guys, if you're going through something, just to learn, if you can be the bigger person in a situation, or, you know, if this is something you want. Just, again, it teaches you or allows you to learn more about yourself. And it also helps you get out of a boring situation. Oh, my goodness, I was in class today, and he sounded like a dry-ass man. And I promise you, I think I daydream myself right into a nap. But it does help you get out of a boring situation. So, again, daydreaming, believe it or not, is healthy. Our minds are not just wandering for the sake of it. Well, some of us are, but some of us are not. We're definitely being productive. We're reflecting on ourselves or dreaming about how we can successfully or creatively accomplish our goals. So keep up the daydreaming. Encourage your kids. All right, all right, all right.
All the way live from Chesapeake, VA tonight. Health and Wellness, DD. Thank you very much. Superb nightcap.
Center of attention.
I love the way you move.
Oh, I really think you got me. Let me tell you how you got me. Send a text from me to you. Mitch, when are you coming through? I said my people need to holler at him. She got a patio, go on, holler at him.
Right.
As we lay on the vivid dust, you said it's like sleeping on a cloud.
I'm the subject to all your friends.
Into my friends, if you come over. Where do we start, girl? Turn over.
Why give you my all, girl?
I want you.
I want you.
Oh, I mean, I got your face on.
We apply our own opinion, but folks,
hit us up if you have or if you know someone who have music that you want to premiere on a real platform. We got some deals in the works. We got some concerts, some tours coming up, some events coming up, and we're going to be inviting back to our events a lot of the celebrities and the special guests that's been on the show, artists, the best of the best. We get a lot of music, so just understand if you don't get a phone call, it is because we didn't like you. So, you know, so just go ahead and just come to grips with it, embrace it. 917-889-3926. We got like 6 minutes left in the show if you want to get it in. Be Real Radio. Thanks for the support for everybody who called in tonight again. Hell is a temporary place. That's the whole point tonight. Hell on earth anyway. You know, hell on earth is temporary. You know, you can guess and wonder and, you know, reject, you know, or embrace, you know, whatever you want it to. You know, the reality is it's between you and, you know, whoever it is that you acknowledge as, you know, your superior. Everyone should have one. I realize everyone don't. God bless you too. You know, I'll say that on your behalf. That's just my view. But this has really been about thank them for what you have. Thank them for where you are. If it was done before, if you made it out before, you'll make it out again. If you really have faith, if you don't, you know, be strong, stay in your position, do what you can do and hope that those around you, you know, will help to do the rest, you know, and all I can say is know those that labor amongst you, you know, that's important. You know, folks, tonight's conversation has been nothing but empowerment, inspiration. That's the whole purpose of it. We're trying to encourage people, you know, that guess what? You think you've been through something until you hear about somebody that was in a phone booth in Baghdad and a rocket, you know, exploded like right at the phone booth near her. You know, you think you're talking about you ducking and dodging bullets, you know, in the hood. Have you ducked and dodged a rocket?
You know,
hey,
what?
Just think about it. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, make fun of anything. I'm just saying, hey, folks, a lot of it is what you said, CeeLo. Some situations we create for ourselves.
Right.
Some
and situations, that's why I laugh. I didn't making a joke,
you know,
out of. I only laugh because when you asked that question, I had a flashback of low crawling. It's like when you first get into the military and you go through basic training on this stuff, and they take you to this live fire where there is actually live fire going over your head. And you can stand up if you want to. Like, if you get up too high, like, if you don't stay down low enough, rather, you'll get hit. And it's like, that's your, like, real first combat experience, and that's just training. You know what I'm saying? And so it flashed me back to that, the crawling under the barbed wire and the mud and all that beautiful stuff. Yeah, so, yeah. Thank you, people still in the United States military. Yes.
Right. Big up and much love to every soldier, every reserveman, you know, anybody in the National Guard's reserve, you know, any part of the military. Big up, much love to you. Toya Didi, you want to weigh in? We got like 3 minutes left in the show.
I just want to say that.
All right.
It's Didi. I was waiting. Toya normally goes, but okay. This is Didi, and I just wanted to piggyback on this what CeeLo T just said. It's you know, what hell on earth is what people think it is, you know, for themselves, but also what they create. But and like you said, Terrence, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, and also you never know, you think you got it worse until you hear someone else's story. And for real, I know that sounds bad, but in many a days, that has been a lot of motivation for me to continue on. I don't want anyone to have it worse than what I feel like I'm going through, but at the same time, that's just the reality of it. And it does sometimes just gives me a little bit of hope for that light at the end of the tunnel. So,
yeah, because what it says is, you know, you're not going through by yourself. And,
right.
Folks, again, the message I will repeat, as I just say, big up to, you know, Caleb Medley out in Iraq, putting it down right now. Much love to you. And, you know, man, this thing is about staying in position and knowing that, again, you know, you're not in it by yourself. Whether it's a friend, it's a family member, it's a soldier man, you know. Regardless, know that you're not in it by yourself. And there's somebody, what you just said, Didi, that's in a worse situation than you are. Sharice said that over in Baghdad, they don't have porta potties or bathrooms. They have holes in the floor. Understand that if you had to use a hole in a floor to use the bathroom, it would be a problem. Think about that.
I used to get in trouble all the time. Like, we'd be in the field, in the porta potties before, and I would go in there, but I'd smoke a cigarette because I couldn't stand the smell of it. And it was always the same lieutenant who followed me into the same porta potty, but she would always complain about me smoking. I'm like, why do you follow me then? This other porta potty. She came behind me every time I said something. It's not pleasant.
Big up to all soldier men, all veterans, you know, any and every part of the military. Big up to Caleb Medley, Sharice, who weighed in, and, you know, everybody else. We had Ames to weigh in, at OD to weigh in, you know, tonight. You know, real talk, you know, just real talk. Every Sunday, every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday, check us out. Toya, CeeLo, Didi, and everybody else. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We got like 40 seconds left in the show. Good night, everybody. Check us out tomorrow, 10 p.m. We got a special guest tomorrow. And the Monday after Thanksgiving, we got Tony. We got Tony. So I appreciate you.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk radio.